Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Dad's Gone Crypto. So I've been getting lots of questions from friends and other people new to crypto, and some even not so new to crypto about, you know, the Bitcoin market cycle. I know we've talked about it before, but, you know, it seems like so many people now are out there saying, oh, this cycle is so much different from last cycle. And, you know, things are going to be totally different. So I decided to do a little history of Bitcoin, go through, make a chart of the whole history and just check it out and see, you know, is this cycle playing out a lot differently than the other cycles or is it not? And then with all that in mind, I took a lot of averages, did a little math, kind of see where, you know, where the numbers are playing out compared to how they used to play out. And so came up with a few, you know, probably really bad predictions so as to where this market cycle might go, because quite honestly, I don't care who says what, nobody knows exactly, you know, what's going to happen. Nobody knows when the cycle is going to end, you know, when we're going to hit that all-time high. Nobody knows when the bear market's going to start up again. We can look back at the past and get a pretty good idea, I think. And so that's what I want to do. We're just going to look back, Take a look at the charts and just kind of say, hey, are we somewhat following the same path or not? And, you know, we'll go from there. So without further ado, let me share my screen here and we can talk about it. So this is, you know, basically the full history of Bitcoin that I have laid out here. And you don't have to pay attention to the things written on there yet. We'll get to that in a little while. But you know, here's the full history on one screen, and it's actually kind of hilarious to look at it because this is where Bitcoin started. And as you can see, you can't even see the candles down there. And there's where Bitcoin hit the last market cycle top, right around 70K there. And then, you know, here's where we are now. So obviously we have come a long way from all the way down here. But in order to, you know, kind of figure out these cycles, let's go back and just take a look at things here. We can go all the way back. So just for fun, let's zoom in here all the way to the very beginnings of Bitcoin. And throughout the chart, as we're going here, you're going to see that I've laid out the all-time highs for a particular cycle with a horizontal green line there that marks out the all-time high of that cycle. And then a vertical line where that happened. And so we can see, we can go all the way back to the very beginnings of Bitcoin here and look that it made its first all-time high of a cycle, came in at around $32 that you can see right there. So not much to look at there. And I'll just show you some averages here. So we'll scroll up here and we can see that I've written down here, again, this was where the first market cycle top happened. So starting from the very beginning of Bitcoin to the very first market cycle top took 611 days, we can see here. And it went from, you know, basically a penny to, or probably even a fraction of a penny, but basically around a penny to $31.91 for a 4,177% gain during that first cycle. So, you know, that's definitely going to be an outlier. So we'll use it in the averages sparingly there. But just to show you, you know, that's how long that took there. And then what we can see here is where the first halving took place in 2012. So that brings us to the next market cycle here. Again, here's the first halving. Here's the very start of Bitcoin. Here's the first market cycle high. And then we'll come over here. And this is our first halving. So now if we take a look here, we've done a little math again, and we see that the first halving from here to the market cycle top of that market cycle took 372 days. It went from $12.10 at the halving to $1,240 at its all-time high of that market cycle. And that was a 10,147% gain. Still incredible gains, but quite a distance off from that, you know, 4 million percent gain. But I've also marked out here something else. And I'm going to tell you guys about the significance of these things that we're talking about here once we show the whole picture. So the other thing we have here is I've marked out where it broke the previous all-time high to the market cycle top. So this right here is the market cycle top. This shows that there were 372 days from the halving to that top. And there were 278 days from the time where it broke the previous all-time high right over here to its new all-time high. And that's going to be significant a little bit later here as we get into, you know, trying to figure out where we currently are. So that was a 3,666% gain. And again, that is from the time that we broke the previous all-time high to the market cycle top. And we'll continue to the next cycle. Now here, continuing on after the second halving and into the third market cycle for Bitcoin, the chart starts to look a little more interesting here. You know, we're not down in these tiny little numbers anymore. And, you know, the all-time high here looks like we got to around, you know, just under 20K for our all-time high here. Now we're going to go back and look at these numbers again. Now the second halving to market cycle top, you can see took 526 days. So that's quite a bit more. The first halving only took about a year. The second halving took about a year and 5 months or so, 526 days there. And that is, again, from the second halving to the market cycle top of that cycle. It went from $666 at the halving to $19,804 at its top or thereabouts. And that was a 2,872% gain, quite a bit smaller than that 10,000% gain from the previous cycle. So again, we'll keep that in mind. Now, the other piece of information that we're looking at here is where we broke the previous all-time high to the market cycle top. So we can see we broke that previous all-time high over here. And then the distance to here is 289 days. So from the time we broke the previous market cycle top to the current market cycle top took 289 days, and it played out with a 1,440% gain. Again, quite a bit different, you know, than the previous cycle. Now let's just move on to the next cycle here. Now, again, things get a little more interesting again. You know, going back here to 2020 with the third halving, we can see that the third halving to the market cycle top took 547 days. Now that, keep in mind, is very close to how long it took from the second halving to the market cycle top. So that, you know, 547 days, that's about a year and a half. Remember, the first cycle took about a year. Then the next two cycles, closer to a year and a half. So we're starting to, you know, see a little bit of information there. Not very many data points, however, still something to keep in mind. So it took about 547 days to go from the halving to the market cycle top of the last cycle. That went from, at the halving, $8,189 all the way to the top of $68,540-ish. And that was a 736% gain. So you can see right there, the gains have been going down quite a bit, and the cycles have been lengthening. So if we look all the way from that first cycle, the second cycle, third cycle, they've been getting longer, and the returns have been diminishing quite a bit. And then we're also going to look at, again, from the point where we broke the previous all-time high to the market cycle top here, we broke that previous all-time high. And then it took 345 days to get to the new market cycle top. And we had a 247% gain. Again, quite a bit smaller than last cycle as far as that gain goes. So now we're going to get into, that's basically the history. That's what we know so far. Now we're going to get into maybe some crazy predictions here, because again, I have absolutely no idea if these predictions are anywhere close. but what I'm going to do is I'm going to go through, by looking at all these different data points, we're going to go through a few different predictions that are actually quite a bit different from each other, but just based on, you know, some of the things that I've been hearing out there, you know, people are saying, oh, well, we broke all time high so early this time that this cycle is going to be super short. So we kind of want to look at that. People are saying the ETFs had major effects. So, you know, we're going to look at that. And then you've got, you know, basically the average cycle, right? So we're going to look at that as well. So let's go to our little prediction area here. Okay. So now we want to talk about some predictions, right? So here we have where this was the fourth halving that we just had here in April. And this is where we currently are. And you can see, we'll go back here and show right where we broke our all-time high. So right there is where we broke the all-time high this time, which was quite a bit sooner than we had done it every other time. And again, here's the halving. So now to do some speculation, let's go up here and we're going to kind of lose our chart because we're going to go up to some numbers here that maybe are possible. So if we look here, I've got a blue line and an orange line out here. So if we want to predict the possible market cycle top based on the average days from the halving, and again, that's reasonable to think about it that way. So if we talk about the average days from the halving, we would be 477 days is the average from all the cycles from halving to the market cycle top. So that would put us out here at this blue line, which is, you know, sometime in August of 2025. Okay. Now, if we want to go 1.5 years from the halving, which is approximately what we saw in the last couple cycles, that would be the orange line. And it's not too much different, really. You know, that takes us out to October. If we want to go by the previous few cycles and the averages, right, of how long it took, and then we also want to take those averages. Remember, I said that the average price was diminishing over time. You know, basically those returns were getting cut down, down, down. So if we take the average of how much those returns were being cut down, it gets us to 177%. So if we play that out here, 177% would put us at around $181,000. And again, that's 177% of where we were from the halving to where we're going to predict the market cycle top. So if we go by halvings and we go by the, you know, last couple cycles, that would make our prediction to end sometime in here, you know, between August and October of 2025. And that price being maybe around $180,000, $181,000 to be precise on what we have there. Again, I have absolutely no idea. I'm just going off averages of the old cycles. Sounds reasonable though. Okay. So now though, we're going to go and we're going to talk about another piece here. And again, people kept asking about the fact that, you know, we hit a new all-time high so early this time around. What does that do to the averages? So figured, hey, let's take a look, right? Basically what we're going to look at is when we broke the previous all-time high to what we think could possibly be the market cycle top in this time. So if we take all those averages, the average days from the break of the previous all-time high to the new market cycle top is 304 days. So that's from wherever it broke to the market cycle top. And the average gain, including those diminishing returns that we talked about, would get us about 69% from that old all-time high. So if we look at that, you can see where we broke the all-time high here, which was, again, considerably earlier than it was in any of the previous cycles. And we go over here and take that out 304 days, and we add our 69%. Well, that gets us to a very sad, very sad for the bulls out there, top of about $117,000. And that has our market cycle ending in right about the end of this year or the beginning of next year. So late 2024, early 2025 at a very sad number of $117,000. So is that possible? Absolutely. Anything's possible. And again, all we're doing here is just going by the math. So we're just going out, looking at the previous cycles, taking some averages, figuring out where they might hit. Again, have absolutely no idea if any of this will be even close to being true, but I at least know that the math is good. And, you know, I've taken the averages properly, so we'll just see where it gets us. Now we had the ETFs. So that added a very interesting dynamic to this market cycle. So what we're going to do is we're going to take a peek now too at maybe what effect those ETFs could have possibly had. And again, I'm just going to do this with math, no real personal opinion here one way or the other, but let's take a look at what it looks like. Okay, now let's take a look at the possible effects. Again, we're going to look at kind of the effects that we think maybe the ETFs had on the market and apply those to the averages, see what we get. So if we look at the ETF effect here, we can see that the average days after the halving to the break of the previous all-time high is 182 days. And we did talk about that already. Now, this cycle, though, and I think maybe the ETFs had a lot to do with this. This cycle, we broke the previous all-time high 45 days before the halving, which that puts us, if you add up that other 182 days, that puts us 227 days ahead of average, if you want to look at it that way. That's actually quite a bit there. You know, that's what, a little over 6 months or so earlier than our average time of breaking the previous all-time high. So basically, from the time the ETF approvals were announced, the market basically took like a 70% jump, or at least Bitcoin did. That 70% jump is what pushed us above the previous all-time high very early. So again, you know, we're going to assume it was the ETF that caused that. So if we take a look here, if we go with that 227 days ahead of average, so we're going to take our averages here. We're going to pull back 277 days. And that puts us at this green line here for the end of the cycle. So if the ETFs actually had that effect, this cycle, you know, looks like end of the year, right? So right around Christmas time, again, end of this year, early next year, that kind of correlates with the other number that we were talking about, which was the average time from breaking the previous all-time high to the new cycle top. So they're both within, you know, that month or so, right at the end of this year, beginning of next year. So if we use those numbers, we're going to say the cycle top is going to be at the end of this year, early next year. And if we look at hypothesis one, basically that adds 70% because we believe that the ETF raised us about 70% at the beginning there. That's going to add 70% to the possible market cycle top based on average days from the halving for a price of $307,000. So if we look at this ETF effect and we look at as much good as we can possibly think will come of it, it boosts us up to about $307,000 by the end of this year, going into early next year. Could that happen? Sure. Like I said, anything can happen, right? Seems like a lot, but you never know. Again, we're just looking at the numbers and the averages here. Now, if we look at hypothesis two, that adds 70% to the average possible market cycle top based on the average days from the break of the previous all-time high. So if we go with that number, that would put us at around 200,000 here. Again, right around the end of the year, beginning of next year. It sounds pretty reasonable to me, honestly. If I had to bet about the ETFs making a big, you know, splash and really making a big difference in this cycle, I would probably lean towards that hypothesis there, that, you know, we break a couple hundred grand near the end of this year, beginning of next year, and market cycle ends a little early. Again, that's going by the ETF effect and going by the average time after we broke all-time high. Now, I still like to think, though, that the short cycle idea, I think, might be a little off. And I'm not 100% sure. Again, who knows? But if I were going to place a bet on this, my bet would be that we probably end the cycle somewhere around the average that we've had, that we've ended the last couple cycles, which, you know, puts us sometime in the summer, probably of next year, summer 2025. And I think though that the ETF effect still comes into play for price. So if I had to make a bet on this, I would say that we're going to land somewhere between these couple of numbers, the 200,000, 300,000, and probably sometime in summer of next year is where we're going to hit that. And cycle's going to, you know, break from there. So again, complete speculation. I have absolutely no idea if any of this is going to come true. All we did was go back, look at some numbers, look at the chart, and, you know, see what we could try to pull out of that. Who knows? Could be, you know, we could have already hit the all-time high, although I doubt that very highly. So anyway, let's hope that that 300 number is closer to the truth for this cycle, and that the cycle, you know, wants to keep going all the way into next summer. That's the ideal situation as far as I'm concerned. So anyway, thanks, guys. I hope you got something out of this. If you did, please don't forget, like, subscribe, come join our Telegram channel, join the Zeely campaign, and try to win some of those dad sacks. Good to see you guys. Take care.
The material and information presented in this recording are for entertainment purposes only. Do not misconstrue what you hear as investment or trading advice. Always do your own research. The views, thoughts, and opinions expressed by the guests on this recording are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of Dad's Gone Crypto or its hosts.